Mr. President, you'll start the debate. You people know for fiscal woe I use my budget act. Well, Mr. Mondale lets the budget grow and hits you with a tax. He'll put his overfunded programs on your overburdened backs. He has 50 ways to raise your taxes.
I have what?
He has nifty ways to raise your taxes. Just tote up the sheet, Pete. Fill out the form, Norm. Put it in the mail, Gail, and send it on in. Then shed a little tear, dear. He'll audit you every single year. Just pay up your tax, Max, and blame it on him.
Now listen, Mr. Reagan, I won't let you get away with saying nothing about taxes until past election day, when once again the rich will prosper and the middle class will pay with your secret plan for raising taxes.
With my what?
Tell us what you plan to do with taxes.
Just tote up the sheet, Pete. Fill out the form, Norm. Put it in the mail, Gail, and send it on in. Now couldn't you guess, Wes? Next year your taxes will be less. They'll get simplified, Clyde, as long as I win.
The pollsters say with taxes never try to rock the boat, cause if you promise bigger taxes you won't get the bigger vote. Suppose he wins, you'll see the Congress ram a tax hike down his throat, and you'll get a bill for higher taxes.
They will what?
Cause he'll sign a bill for higher taxes. Just hold up the sheet, Pete. Fill out the form, Norm. Put it in the mail, Gail, and send it on in.
Please be a good sport, Mort. I'll do it just as a last resort.
Just pay up the tax, Max, and blame it on him.
There you go again.
Senator Reagan is the great communicator. He wasn't very great throughout our two debates, but you didn't care. You said your mind were made up. All he had to do was shrug and smile, a method he has perfected. It's funny, but it's true that in a little while I had been rejected and he had been elected.
There you go again.
A single criticism ever landing. That's why they call that gent the Teflon president.
So there you go again.
And here I go.
There you go again.
You people love him so.
There you go